Study: Russia has sold $66 billion worth of fossil fuels since start of Ukraine invasion. By Penny Star on April 29, 2022. Despite ongoing sanctions against Russia since it invaded Ukraine, Vladimir Putin is raking in billions on fossil fuel sales. The Finland-based Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air released a study that said Russia has garnered about $66 billion since the war began. Fossil fuel exports are a key enabler of Russia's military buildup and brutal aggression against Ukraine, the introduction of the study states. Major oil firms, power utilities and industries continue to buy Russian fossil fuels. We detected deliveries to facilities or with ships linked to oil companies ExxonMobil, Shell, Total, Repsol, BP, Lukoil, Neste and Orlen and Trafigura. Power utilities RWE, KEPCO, Thai Power, Tohoku Electric Power, Chubu Electric Power, TEPCO, Kyushu Electric Power, and industrial companies Nippon Steel, POSCO, Formosa Petrochemical Corporation, Mitsubishi, Hyundai Steel, Sumitomo and JFE Steel. The study says that one quarter of Russia's fossil fuel shipments are arriving in just six European Union ports: Rotterdam, Netherlands; Maasvlakte, Netherlands; Trieste, Italy; Gdansk, Poland; and Zeebrugge, Belgium. The largest importers of Russian oil are, in order from largest importer, Germany, Italy, China, Netherlands, Turkey, and France. The study included the fact that Russian exports are taking a hit. Even in the absence of import bans, avoidance of Russian supplies is reducing seaborne imports. Oil deliveries from Russia to foreign ports fell by 20% in the first 3 weeks of April, compared with the January to February period before the invasion. The center's recommendations in the study, however, reveal that they are anti-fossil fuels no matter where they come from. Create a plan to replace Russian fossil fuels with clean, non-fossil energy, energy efficiency and energy savings measures as soon as possible. This will be far more impactful than just rearranging the global trade flows of fossil fuels, and will have far greater economic, health and national security benefits. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.